I lead Providence Bay House Church. Let's open up with a short prayer. I'll read off of the opening prayer from the one app. Good morning. My name is John Moo, and I lead Providence Bay House Church. Let's open up with a short prayer. I'll read off of the opening prayer from the one app. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to follow you wholeheartedly through the suffering and the hardship. I confess that I often seek comfort and convenience above faithfulness and worship. Forgive me and change me as I follow you. Help me to become more like you, I pray. Your gracious and faithful name, amen. I'll also be reading from Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. Jesus came out from there and came into his hometown. His disciples followed him. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue. And the many listeners were astonished, saying, "Where did this man learn these things? And what is this wisdom that has been given to him, and such miracles as these performed by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Are his sisters not here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not dishonored except in his own hometown, and among his own relatives, and in his own household. And he could not do any miracle there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he was amazed at their unbelief, and he was going around the villages teaching." Verse 7. "And he summoned the 12 and began to send them out in pairs, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. And he instructed them that they were to take nothing for their journey except a mere staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belt, but to wear sandals. And he added, do not wear two tunics. And he said to them, wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave town. Any place that does not receive you or listen to you, or as you go out from there, shake the dust off the soles of your feet as a testimony against them." And they went out and preached that people are to repent. And they were casting out many demons and were anointing with oil many sick people and healing them. To me, when I read this, there were two very different sections to this passage. The first part, referring to verses 1 through 6, talk about Jesus' rejection in his own hometown. And then the second part, verses 7 through 13, Jesus sending out of his disciples. Just going a little bit deeper into the first section, verse 2, we see all the listeners were astonished. They were impressed. There was some deep insight to Jesus' word and teaching. But in verse 3, you see a complete change. You see a 180-degree turn. The very same people that they said that they were impressed, they now took offense at him. I can imagine these were the same people in the crowd listening and in awe. And as he was teaching, some started to recognize him, who he was, when they grew up with him. They knew him differently. They knew him just as a carpenter. They saw him when he was just a kid. And they began to discount or discredit his word and teaching. My first takeaway, just as a summary, Jesus was rejected. They knew him only at the surface. They identified Jesus from his occupation as a carpenter. They did not know him as a living, breathing God. Pisan talks about this, the word genosko, in his past messages. In Greek, it is defined as to know him through experience. On one hand, you have the head knowledge of Jesus' identity as a carpenter. On the other hand, there's a deeper aspect of knowing Jesus and experiencing him as the living God. Of course, as believers, we understand that knowing through experiences changes everything. It changes our perspective. It changes our relationship. It changes everything. This past weekend, on Saturday, it was my daughter's birthday. She turned 9 years old. She celebrated with 7 or 8 of her closest friends from school. We went to Rise, basically a jumping trampoline park, great for kids, great venue for birthday events. She told us this was her best birthday ever. She had a ton of fun. She shared many laughs with her close friends. I can honestly say it was just a wonderful experience to see Liz and her friends really connecting with each other. It wasn't like that before this year. I reflected on Lizzie's journey the past 2 to 3 years, where it wasn't as smooth or as easy as this past weekend. A few years back, we decided to move to Taipo. It was hard on her. The same time we moved into a new home, we also decided to uplift our kids and change their school. We applied for her to go to ICS near our home, but because it was late in the application, she got waitlisted and she basically did not get in. So she ended up going from one international school to another until she finally got accepted to ICS a couple years back. If you know my daughter, she can be a bit more reserved, a little more shy, unless you know her well. And so making friends, building relationships, having a conversation, it doesn't come naturally easy for her. Last year, when we had her 8th birthday party, at 8 years old, which was also her first year transitioning to ICS, we agreed with Liz to have a big party for her entire classmates. To me, it was obviously chaotic having 25 classmates we didn't really know at a restaurant making pizza. Liz was new to the school. She wasn't fully settled in. Maybe she had one or two classmates that she could kind of talk to at school. But we intentionally wanted to create an environment for her classmates to get to know her outside of school. It's been quite a journey. My point here is sometimes individuals like ourselves, my daughter, whether we're overlooked or we overlook or we choose to leave out or in some cases even reject, just like Jesus, because we choose not to understand or we don't have the knowledge or we don't have the experience of knowing others. I look back at Liz's birthday this past Saturday with her close friends. It's when they know her, when they have the chance to experience building a relationship. It really just changes the atmosphere. Going back to the passage, to the second part, which was verses 7 to 13, Jesus sending out the disciples. Verse 7, he is sending them out and giving them authority. Verse 8, he instructed them to take nothing for their journey, no food, no money, no belongings. To me, this is about humility and dependency. You can flip the context a little bit and say when you bring everything or you have everything, it's hard to put complete dependency on God. Verse 10, which really spoke to me, it says, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave town." This verse actually spoke to me the most in my prep. Stay there until you leave town. In other words, you are sent to stay. Another way to look at it, invest your time where God sends you. Verse 10 made me reflect on my journey in Hong Kong. I would say the majority of SPers are not native to Hong Kong, and like you, many of us come from different parts of the world. We're foreigners here. Like some of you, my employer asked me to come to Hong Kong, and for me, it was 18 years ago. I remember the first time they asked, "John, any interest in going to Hong Kong to help us expand our APAC teams?" I was born and raised in California. I never lived outside of California. I enjoyed my life in California. So I said, "No, I'm not interested. Why would I go to Hong Kong?" Probably a couple weeks later, the inquiries changed. John, do you think you can go to Hong Kong for a year? My response still was, nah, find somebody else. I had a lot of things going on. I was actively serving in my church. I was leading worship. I was comfortable in my job, my role. My family, my friends were here. I was even playing golf every other weekend. I had no reason to leave my comfort zone. The third and final time, it was no longer really a request. John, I'm going to send you to Hong Kong and we're going to work out something to accommodate you, and you're going to come back in a year or so. In the end, I was reluctant to go, but nevertheless, I went, or you can say I was sent. It wasn't quite the journey like in verse 8. No food, no money, no belongings. I still came with two large luggage suitcases. I brought my guitar, but I still felt out of place. Hong Kong wasn't my home. My perspective, my mindset was centered around the fact that I could pick up my things to go back home to California anytime. So my thoughts were, why invest and lay down my roots here? After 18 years living in Hong Kong now, I feel I'm a bit older, maybe a little bit more seasoned in my journey. I feel I can impart some words of advice. Referring back to verse 10, I reiterated, invest your time where God sends you. God has sent some of us to Hong Kong. Maybe you're thinking it's temporary or transitory, just like I did. I'm challenging you to stay and invest where you are at now until God sends you to your next place. Don't bail. Don't go idle. Don't be status quo. Build relationships that are eternal. Make an impact in a work colleague here. Get involved in local community. Go on short-term missions. Plant seeds, water them. Serve actively at SP. Be part of a house church community. Invest your time where God has sent you, here in Hong Kong. It actually took me 3 to 4 years to realize the decision to commit and make Hong Kong my home and invest. When that happened, everything changed. I started going to house church. I met my wife at house church. I have two wonderful kids. My family, we're fostering our second baby now. We have a great house church community where we grow and stay rooted in prayer and fellowship. I have a great church where God constantly convicts our hearts. Until God sends us somewhere else, I'm saying invest in people's lives at our workplace, our network, our friends, our community, our church. Step up and serve at SP, your church. Do whatever you can wherever you lay your roots down. With that, let's bow our heads. We'd like to have the worship leader come up. Let's reflect on today's passage in Mark 6. Number one, let's passionately know God, not with our head knowledge, but through the experience of our heart. And number two, let's invest our time where God sends us. Father, we thank you for this journey. We pray that when we read from your word, that you become alive. And we come to know you beyond just words we read, but by the experiences of our hearts and the encountering of your Holy Spirit. May it convict our hearts to be grounded. We want to take every advantage to invest in where you place us, in our workplace, in our homes, in our relationships, and in Hong Kong. In Jesus' name, amen.